It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, it is tea time. Now, everybody's talking about the new Star Wars. It is the ticket to have. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. Director J.J. Abrams gave star Daisy Ridley a very interesting gift at the end of filming.
So there's a show called The Great British Bake Off. Me and JJ love this particular contestant who will remain unnamed.
Oh, really? But
JJ had me made a real life-size mask of the contestant that fits on my head.
And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Like it looks hair, everything.
And it was made for Daisy's head.
So something. I've opened the door a couple times to my friends in it. And people go, oh!
I love her. She's so awesome. J.J. Abrams also went on to say that he has kept a droid from each Star Wars movie that he's directed. You gotta keep something. Like, if I was in a movie, I would definitely keep a little memorabilia, right?
Every radio studio I've worked at, like when I've left, I've taken something from the studio.
Oh, what'd
really?
You take? What are you gonna take from this one with this beautiful studio that we sit in?
That
the
cereal.
Vodka? How about the vodka and the cereal?
Okay.
Put the vodka in the cereal.
There's gotta be something else. I don't know. Liv, what would you take?
Honestly, I think I'd be better off just going empty-handed.
Oh, no.
Not too much good stuff in here.
Mackenzie,
it's
you
anything
good?
It's too bad you didn't want that pumpkin we had in here for about 7 months.
Oh, yeah, the rotten pumpkin.
The rotten pumpkin.
That coat hanger's nice.
Oh, most things in here don't work, so. Well, Alec Baldwin, he and his wifey, Ilaria Baldwin, they are asking Santa for something very special.
No, but I wasn't honest with Santa, which is what I want is that if we do have another baby, we find the right apartment. We need a bigger apartment.
We're going to move to the North Pole. There we have enough space in the North Pole.
Oh my goodness, they have tons of kids. These two, they have 5 kids, and they're trying for more. And he already had an older, like he has Ireland Baldwin, his older kid too. So he's just like, reminds me of K-Fed. He's like, Alec Baldwin just pumps out those babies. Yes. Moving on to Cats. Okay, are you guys wanting to see Cats with Taylor Swift?
I was just talking about this. I think I could go without seeing it.
You're just like, meh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is this like the musical?
Yeah.
I remember seeing commercials for Cats on TV as a kid and being terrified.
Well, it was the longest running show on Broadway, so now it's going to be an action film. I would be curious. I don't want to go to the theater to see it. I don't love like Les Miserables. I don't really love singing movies,
musicals.
Per se. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Movies,
the only
I call
musical
them.
I'm really down with is High School Musical.
Oh, yeah.
And then besides that, I'm with you. And then
I like Pitch Perfect.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that was cute. I love that one. Well, Cats director Tom Hooper says literally he finished the film hours before like the big premiere.
Yeah, I finished it at 8 a.m. yesterday after 36 hours in a row to put the finishing touches on. So I'm very happy to be here with it fully finished. And let the audience decide. But I think we've come a long way since that first trailer. And premiere should be the first time people get to see it. And this is genuinely a premiere.
Ooh. I would definitely. Okay, now I kind of want to see it. I do kind of want to see it for this fact alone. Jason Derulo's package was edited for Cats. Like, he wore tights while filming. Producers had to use special effects to hide what was going on downstairs. I mean, he should be very proud.
You're in tights and Cats. It makes me think maybe they
CGI'd the d- out.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. They did CGI. I noticed that.
Did they?
Yeah.
You think airbrushed your penis out of the cat?
125%. I could see it in the trailer. No, I think, you know, to make it as like cat-like as possible, I think that's what it was about, you know?
That's so awkward. I'd be like, you kidding me? Leave that in there.
He's
make it
so
bigger.
Proud, though. I mean, for them to have to remove it because it's distracting on the big screen.
I didn't realize how lucky Jordan Sparks was.